Tom Cargo in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at partly sunny skies. We will have a high, well, 48 or so by the lake, maybe the mid-50s further west. Around the area, Kenosha at this hour, 41 degrees. It's 42 in Burlington, Milwaukee 41, 39 in Racine. The Blood Center of Wisconsin, which is the exclusive provider of blood to 56 hospitals, got some help last week from a big collection with Kenosha Tremper High School, but there is still a shortage of blood and blood products due to the flu season and the snowstorm of last week, both which canceled a number of donation appointments. Blood Center officials say they are down to less than a one-day supply of O-negative blood and less than 2 days for most other types. The headquarters is in Milwaukee, but the Kenosha Satellite Office is at 80-64 39th Avenue. The Racine Area Blood Center location is 1120 Sunny Slope Drive. That's in Mount Pleasant. Phone number to call for an appointment anywhere, 877-232-4376. City of Racine Health Department again receiving money from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to do a couple of unwanted and outdated prescription medication collections, one coming up in a few weeks, the other that'll be coming up in the fall.
It's an annual allocation that we received this year, $4,980. We have the two collections, one's in April and the other in October. April 15th will be the next collection, and again, individuals can bring those prescription drugs that they no longer need, want, so that we can get them out of the distribution system, and then we destroy them.
City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox, talking to the Finance Committee recently, said there's a non-monetary $1,600 soft match that'll go with the almost $5,000 from the state. Kenosha City Council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. A number of high-profile issues on the 7-page agenda. There's a second reading and a public hearing on an ordinance amendment by Alderman Kevin Matheson to trap, neuter, then release feral cats.
And clip their ear. The reason for the ear clipping, and some communities do a tattoo, as weird as that sounds, but it gives the Safe Harbor folks and the CSOs the option to, or the knowledge, they can look at the cat and know right away that it's been neutered or spayed. And this is this scary part that, you know, that sounds scary, they release them.
Alderman John Fox needed questions answered on cost and whether property owners could say no to the cats being returned. Also on the agenda, Alderman Rocco LaMacchia's resolution urging the state legislature and the governor to support a statute that requires all buses serving elementary, middle, and high school students to be equipped with seat belts. No mention of the cost, however. A small but enthusiastic crowd met at Infocino's Banquet Hall in Racine Sunday afternoon to hear from leaders of the Green Party, including the former presidential candidate of that group, Jill Stein. She called, of course, on a change from politics as usual. Four members of the party did announce they're going to be running for common council in Racine during the elections of 2018 and 2019, and they have plans to begin their campaigns with an effort to decriminalize marijuana by trying to persuade aldermen to change city ordinance, and if that doesn't work, work toward a referendum. Stein applauding those efforts.
That will require 3,800 signatures, and we have until, as I understand, next February, I think, when that would go on the ballot. So if they know that this is coming as a referendum, they're more likely to pass it, but they may not pass it anyhow. But holding a referendum campaign is a great way to be out there and talking to people.
Stein also outlined a number of Green Party platforms, including health care, which she called a human right, and criticizing both the Obamacare platform as well as the proposed Trump care.
Which is not health care. Turns out it's wealth care is what that plan is. It's very oppressive and unaffordable, especially for low-income people, especially for seniors, especially for people in rural areas. So it's the Trump supporters who, in fact, are getting hardest hit by this wealth care program. It's great if you're a billionaire.
Meanwhile, she also said voters in the last election were voting against Hillary Clinton rather than for President Trump, and she blamed the current immigration issues on failed U.S. policies that are forcing, she said, people to leave their homes. Stein added that there are many fixable problems facing the country and that the Green Party is the one to help fix them. Caledonia's Village Board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in the Eastside Community Center. Ironically, that's one of the agenda items. It is a closed session to discuss the sale of the building and what's listed as the possible acquisition of land by the village. Board is to reconvene in open session after that, could take action on what was brought up in the closed session. Plan all along to sell the building because of the new Village Hall over by Crawford Park. Controversy, though, arose due to the wooded area behind the center included in those discussions. And the Racine Unified School Board is to meet at 6:30 tonight. Among the items listed on that agenda, the superintendent's report on UW Parkside access for college credit, plus an update on the Academies program. Plans for construction at the Alternative Education Center and the Real School at Sportsplex, and purchase of what's called casework for the Horlick High School science classrooms, both renovation and new construction. Some municipalities in southeast Wisconsin already began the in-person absentee voting process. Today, though, is when others are beginning it, voting ahead of the April 4th election, but only at your municipal clerk's office in person. Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, Caledonia, Pleasant Prairie, Summer, Sturtevant, Mount Pleasant, just a handful of the communities beginning the in-person absentee voting today through March 31st. That'll be during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, and you will need a valid photo ID. You can still request an absentee ballot by mail, but the deadline for that is 5 p.m. on March 30th. Any questions about voting, contact your municipal clerk's office. The Shalom Center director in Kenosha has been a part of an ad hoc committee that's been trying to help out First Step. Now, that's a low barrier shelter in the city, which has kind of run afoul of neighbors and local officials. Lynn Beast Carroll says any help offered by her agency to alleviate problems at First Step could include relaxing some of the entry standards, like most recently announced with Racine's Halo facility, accepting members of the soon-to-be-closing host shelter located on Dominic Drive.
Possibly, but more likely, trying to see where we can get more support for the issues that are plaguing First Step's clients and see if we can get people more support, more help, so that they can blend into a communal living situation better.
Shalom Center, meanwhile, still about $600,000 short on its $1.8 million fundraising goal, though construction bids did come in less than expected on renovation of that 39th Avenue site for a one-stop homeless shelter. Racine's Traffic Commission set to meet at 4 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall. Among the agenda items, a communication from 8th District Alderman Q.A. Shakur requesting the addition of a right-turn-only lane at the northwest corner of Memorial Drive and West 6th Street, and a communication from the police department to remove the 30-minute parking sign at the northeast corner of 16th and Taylor and replace it with a no-parking sign in front of the now-closed Sunshine Market. Project to reconstruct Highway 45 in the Kenosha County Village of Bristol, that is getting underway and is going to last for several months. This was originally supposed to go last week, but of course the weather postponed it. Brian DeNeve with the state DOT says the project will involve closing large portions of the roadway.
It starts at the Illinois and Wisconsin border and then goes all the way up to Highway 50 in Kenosha County. And I would say the majority of those area within the project limits will be shut down.
The roadway, he says, deteriorated to the point much of it just needs to be replaced, and he's urging anybody who does need to travel that section of Highway 45 to go with a designated detour or avoid the area altogether. In addition to resurfacing the roadway from the Illinois state line to 86th Street and reconstruction from 86th to Highway 50, this project will include intersection improvements, traffic signal replacements, and bike and pedestrian accommodations north of 86th. The project is scheduled to wrap up this fall. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.